every single coach, athlete, sports director, general manager needs to follow the example of South Carolina women's basketball head coach, basketball legend, Dawn Staley. As you may have seen, last week she said, "We're not even going to play in Utah because of the overt racism that other athletes have experienced there. So we're just pulling our games from there altogether." And to me, it might be the single biggest boss move in sports that I've seen in the past 10 years. A lot of protests and demonstrations have happened, but she actually pulled business out of the state of Utah because of the overt racism. Let me unpack and explain just how big it is and what needs to happen next. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
The more I thought about what Dawn Staley did last week, the more I thought about it, the more I think it may be the single most important, most impactful boss move that I've seen from any player, coach, general manager, athletic director, college president. For a coach like Dawn Staley, who, first off, is a basketball god, a legend among men and women in basketball, one of the best women's basketball players of all time, one of the best basketball players of all time, now a championship-winning coach, and maybe one of the top five coaches in all of college sports right now. Like, Dawn Staley is the it coach in college sports. And she is right there, and including her pay, mind you. She's one of the highest paid coaches in college sports. She's an exceptional coach, an exceptional athlete, and really proved herself this past week to also be an exceptional, courageous leader, because her basketball team, the South Carolina women's basketball team, she made the decision for her team that they would no longer play BYU, Brigham Young University, period. But, hey, we're just going to cancel our games. We're not traveling there. We're not going to play BYU because of the way fans and others treated a women's volleyball player from a different university, Duke University. I think everybody's a rival with Duke. I'm from Kentucky, so yeah, you know, you just have to understand where I come from. But this wasn't like it even happened to an athlete from the University of South Carolina or an athlete from her team or an athlete from her sport. A women's volleyball player at Duke University was called racial slurs and severely mistreated and basically abandoned by adults in the room who should have intervened in the moment. And Dawn Staley just said, "My team's not dealing with that. I'm not going to deal with that. We'll cancel this game and suffer the loss and, you know, find a replacement or whatever, but we're not going to deal with that." And that alone is exactly what needs to happen in these types of instances. When a team or stadium, an arena or program is guilty of mistreating an athlete or anybody else, when you respond with this, it's powerful. And in so many ways, this is more of what I have hoped to see from top-tier athletes, coaches, athletic directors, general managers for years, to say you actually have so much power that if you used that power it could garner significant results. What I know right now is Brigham Young University, and I've had so many students, graduates, and residents of Utah and of Brigham Young University write me and say, listen, racism and bigotry, it's a real problem here. And here's the thing. Now that people are literally canceling games, that's going to hurt them with recruiting. It's going to hurt them on television. Like, it's going to significantly damage that program. And they have two choices now. To either show the world, here's what we're doing to get better, or just suffer the consequences. And I implore other athletes, other coaches, other general managers, athletic directors, use your power the way Dawn Staley just used hers. If a state has a deep history of overt racism that it's not addressing, be it politically or with a sports program, whatever it is, just say, listen, we're not going to force our teammates, our student athletes, or our players, if it's in college basketball or professional basketball, we're not, or professional sports or college sports, whatever it may be, or it could be elementary school, middle school, high school, college, pros, whatever it is, just say, no. We're not going to allow our athletes and program to endure this kind of stuff. We're not going to force them to deal with it. We're not going to give programs and cities and counties and states the benefit of the doubt. We're not going to spend our money there. And so, yeah, we'll find another team. Yeah, work your stuff out. And if you work it out, we'll be back. But until then, nah, we pass. And if athletes and coaches did what Dawn Staley just did more often, a lot more would get done. This is how you use your power. It's not just symbolic. This has an immediate, jolting economic impact that causes everybody to say, oh, we messed up and we got to fix this. Or they can say, you know what? Okay, no, we'll deal with it. We'll be racist. We'll just deal with it. And we'll find other ways to make, okay, if you can find other ways to make your money and run your program that allows you to maintain your racism and bigotry, that's your business. But we don't have to participate in it. And so shout out to Coach Dawn Staley, just a basketball legend and now a leadership legend for doing what she did. Listen, I've got to run. Wednesdays are my busiest days of the week, as you probably hear me say on here every Wednesday. If you're not yet a member of the North Star, we sure do need you. Need you to join, need you to become a member. You can do so right now at thenorthstar.com. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum. Momentum.